to the adventure and put me on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest that has some cool cover songs we're going to talk about, and I don't always say that, but these are pretty badass, so let's welcome to the show Seth Trimble from Shallow Side.
Hey, how's it going? That is the best radio host name I have ever heard, the Pipe Man.
Yeah, you like that, right? You know what's funny? You know what's funny about what you just said? So, like, I go on tour and I do all these music festivals, and I usually do on-site interviews, but, you know, that's not been a thing recently much. Yeah. But one time, one of the bands, I'm trying to remember right now which one it was, because, like, it's a fog, as I'm sure you can understand. And
oh, absolutely.
They actually, during the interview, wrote a song like that, and I have it recorded. They just made up a song right then and there about the pipe man. That was one of the that was one of the lines in the lyrics, laying some pipe.
Oh, that's genius. That's right? Genius. They should get a Grammy for that one.
Oh man. I love when artists can do those impromptu things. And that, to me, those are the true musicians, because they can be put on the spot and it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, we used to have these little acoustic jams we would do to talk. Like, we would just talk about, like, anybody that was around us and just kind of freestyle it. It was pretty cool.
I love that. That would be so much fun. It's like, you know, it's funny. I've done some radio coverage for some, like, 60s artists, like, from the Byrds and from the Grassroots. And what they do nowadays is, like, they go to these theaters and they just sit on a stool and they play some of their songs, but then they talk a lot, you know, and it's like this old school Bob Dylan folk hangout thing.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And, like, you get to know them that way too, so it makes it even better.
Exactly. It's like so much, it's so different, because it's like you feel like you're part of it, because the artists are actually talking to you. They're not just talking. So it's like a conversation. It's kind of cool.
Exactly. Plus, the way I look at it, people come to see a show and, like, get to know you. Like, if they only wanted to hear your music, they could just pop you in on Spotify.
Exactly.
You know, like, they come for an event, you know?
Exactly. No doubt about it. So I'm pretty impressed. You picked three covers that, you know, are pretty hard to have to, you know, get criticized for, I would say, is my best wording there, because,
right,
you know, these are, like, badass songs, and especially, you know, the Journey song. I mean, anybody that covers a Journey, you got some big, big ones, you know, and
you
nailed it, all three of
Thank
them.
Thank you.
All three of them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, means a lot coming from someone such as yourself.
So what made you pick these particular songs? Because you guys did it during the pandemic. So was there some significant meaning to picking these songs?
Well, I mean, those are all songs that we absolutely love and draw a lot of inspiration from in our own right. I mean, who doesn't love Separate Ways? Who, like, whenever that song comes on, who isn't just immediately, their ears perk up and then they're like, yes, I love this. And then, as far as Danger Zone goes, I grew up watching Top Gun.
Yep.
we basically had that whole movie on repeat. Like, that was my childhood. Old Tom Cruise,
Oh, you want to hear something funny? Okay, so
absolutely.
I remember back when that movie first came out, I had bought, it wasn't like stereos are today. You had to buy these rack systems. I had bought like this $15,000 stereo system. Like, as you know, back then, that's like a monster. It was like a B&K receiver and, you know, all the different components. And then I had the big screen TV with the surround sound. And so, you know how I used to show off is everybody that'd come over to the house, I'm like, I'd sit them down on the couch and check this out. And I'd put on Top Gun with the flyby. And every single person I had sitting on that sofa would duck every time.
Awesome. Just like the coffee in the movie.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So, yeah. As soon as I turned on your song, I was like, man, it just brought feelings and memories to me. And that's I think, the key of picking a good cover.
And that's cool to hear, man. Like, just to have somebody connect with something that you put out like that. That's awesome. That's one of the things that makes it all worthwhile. It's like, you're like, I did this, or I was a part of doing this. And then, like, just to have that kind of response to it, it makes you feel good.
Well, I'm glad, because you did, you know, and even the fact of trying to do justice to a song, you really have to work hard. I think people don't realize that it's actually harder for an artist to do a cover than to do an original.
Yes and no. Well, I mean, a cover, it can be a little easier to do just because the source material is already there, but then at that same rate, you still, you know what? Yeah, I'll agree with you there, because you basically, unless you're just going to do it like just word for word, well, you know what I mean? Unless you're going to do it like just exactly like they had it, you have to put your own spin on it and all that. And then there is a lot of pressure on something of that magnitude, like friggin' Kenny Loggins. Come on, Kenny Loggins is the king. And just, have to do something like I'm sorry, words are hard.
Listen, it's all about when you're covering a song of that magnitude, people are always going to listen and compare. Whereas,
yep.
When you're doing your own original, there's nobody to compare because it's your music. So
that is true. That is true.
You're always being you.
True. True. I can see that. That makes a lot of sense. That's kind of what I was trying to say. And you summed it up very well for me.
Well, that's why I'm the radio personality and you're the artist. Because if I tried to sing that song, you would probably hang up.
I think you just had a great idea. Let's try it out. I'll grab my acoustic. We'll jam it out right now.
You know who else tried that? It's funny you should say that. Okay. I was on a red carpet for, there's this event I do called Bowl for Ronnie. And it's like a bunch of rock musicians bowl to raise money for cancer for the Ronnie James Dio Stand Up and Shout Fund. And
okay.
So I'm interviewing Jack Black.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Okay. There's a video of it even, because it made it to Rolling Stone and everything. And he's singing, you know, Black Sabbath song. And then he keeps like stopping one lyric and looking at me. And he was trying to get me to sing. At the end, he was like, he gave me a big hug. He's like, I was trying to get you to sing. And I'm like, I know. That's your thing, not mine.
Oh, that actually reminds me of like one of the funniest on tour stories that I've got. We were doing a VIP, like an after show VIP on the bus. We had like this big group of guys and a couple of their girlfriends that were on it, and we were doing like a little acoustic jam session. I had the acoustic out and I was doing the, you know, the riff for Thunderstruck. It's like going down. Down, 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 down. And everybody was like, oi, oi.
Nice. Oy. I love it.
But whenever it got to the end of it, down, down, everybody looked at one of the girlfriends who was wearing an AC/DC shirt, and she was just like, Thunderstruck.
I love it. See, I love stuff like that too. Like that's what it's about. Music's all about. It's not just the concerts. It's not just your Spotify playlist. It's not just the festivals. It's that sometimes just sitting on the porch and jamming for fun.
Yeah. And it was TNT was the song we were going for. I messed up the story myself.
Yeah, I knew where you were going, but I didn't want to correct you. It was a good story. If you didn't bring it up, nobody would have noticed.
Well, I'm that guy. I will sell myself out every single time.
There you go. So I also understand you got some new music's going to be coming out too. So let's talk about that.
Well, I think that's kind of what most people are taking advantage of during the whole pandemic and not actually being on the road sort of thing. We've got several songs we're working on right now for sure. Got some, I'm trying to explore a couple of new directions. Just try and come out with the best possible that we can. Like we've all spent like so much time, like just not, since we haven't been able to be on the road, we've spent so much time just trying to come up with the best that we can for next year, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I think the pandemic, I've been saying all along, is the perfect time for that, because you guys as musicians, people don't realize that with technology the way it is and the society we live in right now, you're on the go 24/7. I don't even know how you can write new songs, because it's like literally you're writing it on the bus to the next gig or something. And so this pandemic does two things, in my opinion. It gives that slamming on the brakes, so you have that time to really get the creative juices flowing and you have the time to create great music. But also, it gives you the ability to sit back, recharge, and maybe even reevaluate yourself as an artist and what direction you want to go, because you're not spinning on that hamster wheel.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Just being able to just have your cup of coffee, crank up your computer, your recording software, all that, and just lay it down, you know? It's just definitely a lot more conducive to creativity than just having to do it just between points A and B and having to worry about talking to the sound guy at this next venue, what time we got to load in, sound check, and all that. So just being able to just sit down and focus on doing only that, that really makes a big difference as well.
Huge.
For sure.
Absolutely. So how does everybody connect to you guys on social media? Check out the covers you did, check out the old music, check out the new when it comes out, all that good stuff.
Anywhere there's music, you can find us. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora. You can just search Shallow Side and you'll typically find us. Find some of our links and our apps. Instagram, you can find us at Shallow Side Band. So we're on Facebook. You can just search Shallow Side. You can find us on there. Like I said, anywhere and everywhere there's music, you can find us.
Love it. And so I have a question. Are you able to do your acoustic if I sang Slayer's Fight Till Death?
You got the chords for that?
No. No, I played guitar and I sucked, so.
That's why you're the singer.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, but I can't even do that. You know, it is pretty hard to sing thrash metal, you know, after years and years of doing it. You know, I don't even understand how some of these singers do it. Sometimes I will sing like All Kane Asiah Slayer song, and I need to take a commercial break after that to cough up everything, and I'm like, how in the hell does somebody do this for 2 hours, you know?
But that's, yeah, honestly, I'm the same way just when it comes to singing in general. There's a reason I hide behind a guitar.
There you go. Well, and you are a badass guitarist. These are some badass music. Everybody's got to check you guys out. And thank you for giving us this great music. It's the best therapy. And thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Well, thank you guys for making it all worth it for us and giving us a reason to keep on trucking on. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate you laying the pipe too.
There you go. I'm going to keep laying that pipe for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.